Hello and welcome. We're just waiting for everyone to join. I'll just give it one more moment as everyone hops on. I am the Multi-Galactic Course Manager here for the Quantum School, and I'm so delighted to welcome Heather Lynn for her second module of Activating Your Evolutionary 5D Chakras. We are in for such a big treat today. And I'm going to go over what the course portal looks like, how you can find everything, and then I'm going to pass it over to Heather. And just so you know, we have about 90 minutes today. Heather's going to lead us through some beautiful teaching and three amazing activations and meditations, and then we'll have Q&A at the end. And what we'd love to invite you to do is save your questions for the Q&A. So let's use the chat for insights, what you're learning, what's happening, what's coming through from the meditations, and then we'll do Q&A at the end, and you can put your questions in then. So hopefully that works for everyone. And I'm going to just go ahead and screen share. Actually, could you? I forgot to say this. Could you put your name and location into the chat so Heather can welcome you? So go ahead and put your name and location into the chat. I'm going to screen share our class portal while you're doing that. And right. So this is your beautiful course portal for your course. And so you'll be able to find your weekly Zoom link. We had a beautiful question if this could be available. So it's here for you now on your course portal. And then if you scroll down, you'll see Module Zero, right? So you can watch this one again. It's such a beautiful presentation. And then you'll get an overview of the 5D chakra system, which Heather has created for you. So that's where you can find this. And then each module after the module has been recorded, you will be able to have the video, the audio, the chat, the slides, the transcript, and Heather has clipped out for you the activation and set it to music. So about 2 days after we record the live module, you'll be able to listen to this activation, right? So if we look for module two, this will be down here when it is available, which will be at the end of the day, Thursday's New York time. Okay, and there's another beautiful bonus that she's created for you for module two. She'll tell you all about it. And then just if you want all the upgrades together, like when the course ends, just know that you will be able to access all of the audios all together here, just to make it really easy for you. But again, they won't be available until after the module has been recorded. All right, so that should be everything. And hopefully that makes it really easy and helpful for everyone. So we're going to get started with our beautiful 90 minutes with Heather. Again, let's save the chat for insights and connection and community. And then we'll do Q&A all at the end. So thank you so much. And I'm going to pass it over to Heather.
Hey, thank you so much, Anna. Thanks for that. And welcome, everybody. I see people joining from all over. I'm just going to welcome in a few of you. Won't get to everyone, but welcome to Michael from Washington, D.C., and Roxy from Northern California, Dominique, welcome from South Africa, and welcome, Alexandra from France, and welcome to Josette from the UK. And Jenna from the mountains of New Mexico. And there's more people still joining. So welcome everybody. And we are going to be doing module two today. I just wanted to, before we start, just clear up a little bit of a confusion that arose last time with the clockwise direction. Just to say that your chakra is the clock. The clock is not in front of you. You're not looking at it. So it's left to right on your body. But if you still find that confusing, don't worry about the direction, but make sure that you just do all the chakras the same way. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that if sometimes the spin can make you feel dizzy, if you find that you're feeling dizzy when you do your practice, then just leave out that step of rotating the chakras. Just don't do the spin. It's absolutely fine. Just skip that step. Rather, you stay grounded and don't get dizzy. So, I hope that you all had a chance to practice the 5D chakra column meditation. Today, we're going to focus in on the heart chakra. And although we did activate the 5D heart chakra last week as part of the 5D chakra column, we're going to do more in-depth work to evolve the primary heart chakra to the awakened 5D heart. So, the collective process of awakening from an open heart, which is fourth dimensional, to an expanded heart chakra in 5D is already underway. This heart expansion is part of a natural evolutionary process, but we can accelerate light body evolution by actively working with our energetics. So, just a quick recap. In module one, we talked about light body evolution. This is how we are evolving energetically to vibrate at a higher frequency and access our 5D blueprint. So remember, the etheric 5D blueprint exists already, but it only becomes accessible as we start vibrating at a higher frequency. And the most visible evolution is in the heart chakra. So I just want to mention that in my energy healing practice, I started observing significant changes in the heart chakra about 10 years ago, around 2015, and especially among babies and young children. And so that got me paying closer attention to what was going on with our heart chakras in general. So many of these incoming souls are being born with enlarged heart chakras or with merged hearts and high heart chakras. And this is actually the 5D heart chakra, which I've been calling the awakened heart because it is the primary center for our awakening. So, the 5D heart chakra, this awakened heart chakra, is really pivotal for our evolutionary growth because it allows for an expansion of heart energy, which is the energetic foundation for heart-based consciousness in the fifth dimension. And in general, higher consciousness will be anchored through human hearts, not through our minds, not through our egos. And our collective 5D shift will happen through the awakened 5D heart. So, this is a super important module focusing on the heart today. And while the Earth Star creates a strong foundation for ascension, the awakened 5D heart is the portal for ascension. So, today we're going to go through four steps to awaken your 5D heart. But first, I want to share a bit of science about why the 5D heart chakra is so important. So, I'm going to share a slide. Just bear with me a moment. Okay, so the electromagnetic heart field. The heart chakra, together with the physical heart, plays an important role in regulating and amplifying the heart's electromagnetic field, which envelops every cell of the body. It extends into the auric field. It communicates with the unified field. And this electromagnetic field is even stronger than that of the brain. The heart's electrical field is 60 times stronger than the brain, and its magnetic field is 5,000 times stronger than the brain. This has been measured by the Institute of Heart Math. And when it's coherent, the heart creates very coherent information flows throughout the mind-body system and also with the unified field. So it's a very powerful transmitter and receiver of information internally and externally. Also, it is the epicenter of our 5D operating system. And when it's activated, we access way more of the heart's intelligence and potential, which currently is vastly underutilized. And when it comes to frequency, when we work with the elevated feelings, for example, love, compassion, joy, peace, gratitude, appreciation, we raise the frequency of the heart chakra. And we also initiate profound changes in the biochemistry of the physical body. So the heart field is a very important connector in the mind-body system. Okay, so four steps to awaken the 5D heart. The first is opening the primary heart chakra and activating energetic heart pathways. Step two is opening and clearing the high heart chakra. Step three is merging the heart and the high heart chakras to create the expanded 5D heart blueprint, and then attuning this expanded 5D heart to 5D frequencies. So we'll be going through all these steps today. So first of all, just a few words about the evolution of the primary heart chakra. So I mentioned last time that we are currently in a 4D transit, and the main feature of this is that there's been a collective heart opening, or there is a collective heart opening currently underway. And this is really a focus on clearing emotional wounds and defenses and armor and opening the primary heart back and front, which of course facilitates the evolution to a 5D frequency and expansion of heart energy. So signs of heart chakra evolution, which you might be aware of for yourself, is when you feel more emotional connection with yourself and also with others, when you feel quite easily to go into non-judgmental acceptance of yourself and others, when you feel self-love and compassion towards yourself and others, and also when forgiveness arises more easily. It's also when you're able to listen to your heart and trust its wisdom, and when appreciation and gratitude arise more naturally. The heart chakra evolves also with frequency. So the 5D heart vibrates at the same frequency as pure unconditional love. So this love frequency can actually be measured in David Hawkins' map of consciousness, which some of you might be familiar with. Love is measured at 500 hertz. And in Diana Cooper's system, it's 432 hertz. So I tend to use Diana Cooper because that is more channeled information. And I also feel it resonates more with, when I do my own chakra work. Okay, so step one, opening the heart. So we can open the heart in many ways. And I'm going to go through some of this because although we are going to do a meditation to open the heart, there's a lot that you can also do, by yourself during the week and as you go forward to help with opening the heart chakra. So energy practices, of course, we work energetically to open and clear the primary heart chakra. But there are also breathing practices to create coherence between mind and heart. And this ensures that the physical heart beats in a coherent fashion, but it also opens the heart chakra. Emotional processing. So processing old wounds and hurts and any shadow work is really important to clear, layers that of armor that might be keeping your heart closed. So this shadow work is a very important part of your 5D shift. And then working with elevated feelings. So you can consciously connect with elevated feelings and amplify these feelings of your heart in your heart. These help to raise frequency and also bring you into a flow state. A gratitude practice, or just feeling gratitude. Gratitude vibrates at 520 hertz. So this really helps to elevate frequency if you're feeling this on a regular basis, and it's very heart opening. And then just spending time in nature, connecting with the elements, with the trees, the plants, the animals, this naturally opens the heart chakra. And another very heart opening practice is visiting sacred sites. These definitely expand heart energy. And the most powerful place for heart chakra opening is Glastonbury Tor in Glastonbury in the UK, which is the Earth's heart chakra. Okay, so we're going to do a meditation now to create heart coherence and to open the heart chakra. And I'm just going to give you a moment to get into your meditation position that we discussed last time. Remember, a nice straight spine, Make sure that your feet are on the ground. Make sure that your palms are open, facing upwards. And we're going to start when you're ready. We're going to start by rubbing your hands together and placing your hands over your heart chakra and focusing your attention here. Connecting with the breath and breathing into the heart, breathing in and breathing out, imagining the breath as prana, blowing in and out of your heart chakra. And as you breathe, let your mind follow the breath, slowly dropping your awareness into the heart. And now breathe a little more slowly. And you're going to breathe in through the nostrils for six counts and out through the mouth for six counts. I'll count with you. So breathing in through the nostrils, in two, three, four, five, six, and out through the mouth, two, three, four, five, six. But slower, in through the nostrils, two, three, four, five, six, out through the mouth, two, three, four, five, six. A bit slower, breathing in through the nostrils, two, three, four, five, six, out through the mouth, two, three, four, five, six. Breathing in through the nostrils, two, three, four, five, six, out through the mouth, two, three, four, five, six, in through the nostrils, two, three, four, five, six, out through the mouth, two, three, four, five, six. Release the counting and take a deep breath into your chest and feel as if the whole of existence is pouring into your heart center, filling it with prana, universal life force energy. And then exhale deeply and feel that you are pouring all that has been given to you back into the unified field. Feel your heart gently opening. And now focus again on your heart chakra and visualize a pink lotus flower. It's partly closed in a loose bud, like a lotus flower in a pond before the sun comes out. And now imagine the sun is shining and the petals start opening, and sunlight streams into your lotus flower, filling it with solar energy. The light and warmth of the sun activates your lotus flower, and the petals start opening more and more, wider and wider, until your lotus flower is fully open. Just keep breathing and feel the expansion of energy in your heart chakra. Let your heart open. And now we're going to activate the heart meridians. So release your hands from your heart, and you're going to imagine breathing in through your right hand, up the right arm, into the front of the heart, and let the breath circle around your heart chakra. And then breathing out, imagine the breath moving down your left arm, all the way out your left hand. Breathing in, up through the left hand, in through the left hand, up the left arm, all the way up to the heart chakra. Circle around the heart, breathing out, down the right arm, and out the right hand. Let's do that once more. Breathing in, up through the into the right hand, up through the right arm, circling round, down through the left, into the left hand and out the left hand, And then once more in through the left hand, all the way up the left arm, circling it around and breathing out down the right arm, down into the right hand, and all the way out. And just feel the flow of energy through your heart meridian. Perhaps your hands are tingling now. Just bring your hands to your heart chakra to complete the circuit. And channel this energy that you've activated into your heart chakra and center your awareness here. Breathing deeply. Just allow your energy to settle. A few deep breaths. And now connect with a feel-good feeling. Anything like love or peace or joy or appreciation. And if you can't connect with an elevated feeling, then connect with a person or a beloved pet who evokes an elevated feeling in your heart. So, breathing deeply, take a moment to connect with an elevated feeling in whichever way works for you. And then feel this feeling in your heart. And then imagine that every breath you take feeds this elevated feeling and makes it stronger. So keep breathing, feel the feeling swelling in your heart. And with every breath, let this feeling expand and allow your heart to open even more. Breathing deeply. Take a few moments to enjoy this open-hearted feeling state and smile. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and come back into the space between us. And if anyone would like to share about their experience of that heart opening meditation, please go ahead. I'd love to hear how you experienced that in the chat or anything that came up for you. Sometimes opening the heart can evoke all sorts of feelings or even discomfort. So anything that came up for you, you're welcome to share. Aaron, you felt yourself growing to the size of a giant over the land with a huge pink lotus flower opening and showering love to others. That is beautiful, Aaron. Wonderful. Doing light work. Yay. Lucy, feeling blissful and joyful. Great. That elevated feeling can be so powerful. Kathy or Kath, you love the breathing through the hands. Yes. We are activating the heart meridian when we do that. It's very powerful. Amy, you had a stressful day, but then you felt at ease as soon as we started the meditation. Yes, so you all have this tool. You can bring yourself back to a regulated, coherent heart space. Jenna also loved the heart meridians, and Mara, you had a graceful gateway opening and you felt worthy and a feeling of, I am worthy, I belong. Awesome. Lovely. Thank you for sharing. I love these meditations, how everybody experiences them so differently, and but always something really powerful comes up. So amazing. Thanks for sharing. And I just want to say, when you share in the chat, I mean, it's wonderful for me to get feedback, but I think everybody learns from your comments, because they might just, you might just be presencing something that has not been conscious. So it's helpful for everybody. Okay, so we are now going to look at the higher heart, which is the portal to the higher self. As we evolve, we're opening new energetic pathways to access higher consciousness and our soul energy. And the high heart, which is sometimes known as the spiritual heart, is one of these energy centers. So I want to just look a little bit more closely at the evolutionary role of the high heart. So I'm just going to share a slide quickly. Just give me a moment. Okay, so the high heart chakra is sometimes called the eighth chakra, sometimes the universal heart or the spiritual heart, and it is actually the upper chamber of the 5D heart. So its position is between the heart and the throat chakras, just above, well, on top of the physical thymus gland on the sternum. The color of the high heart is gold or turquoise in the primary system. And as we move into 5D, it changes to white. And it has many roles. It is the energetic bridge between personality and soul. So it's a portal to the higher self. It's also an important communication channel where we receive guidance from the higher self, from our soul, and also spirit guides. It's a bridge to the transpersonal chakras, the causal soul stars, telegateway chakras above the head, and it also activates higher consciousness and multidimensional perception. And it enables, because of this, it enables higher perspective about our life patterns and also our issues in this life and often in multiple lifetimes, because it also connects us to our multidimensional soul journey across many lifetimes. Often, when we're working with past lives, we need to work through the high heart to clear past life imprints and residues. And it also enables an integration of the soul's multi-temporal experience. And very powerfully, it is an energetic pathway to release anxiety and multi-dimensional trauma. We're going to be working with that in the next meditation. So step two is opening and clearing the high heart. There was a collective opening in August 2023 during the Lionsgate period. This was a light body upgrade, a very significant light body upgrade when the high heart started becoming collectively accessible. And clearing it, which is what we're busy with now, really primes us for the next stage of evolution. As I mentioned, it is a release point for multidimensional trauma. And this is a very important evolutionary role because the trauma layers prevent us from holding light, especially in the lower energy body. So clearing multidimensional trauma really helps us to evolve. It's also, if you're familiar with the emotional freedom technique, EFT tapping, it's the thymus gland is a tapping point to release stress and anxiety. And when we work with releasing anxiety and or trauma, we always the high heart is paired with the earth star. So we always work with the two together. So this is really important for your energy work. We never force the high heart to open. If it doesn't feel ready, if you feel any pain or discomfort, either pull back or go very slowly. Because if you go too fast, if you force it, it's going to cause a lot of anxiety, or it could cause anxiety. Also, we always work with the high heart and the earth star together. So if you're doing any energy work on your high heart, on your own, first ground, always ground through the earth star first. Okay, so we're going to do the next meditation. And I'm going to invite you once again. This is quite a long meditation, so get comfortable, but remember, it's important to stay sitting up. So, when you're ready, breathing into your heart and breathing even deeper into the belly. And as you breathe, just dropping your awareness into the body. Breathing deeply, feel the weight of your body on the chair. Feel it getting heavy, softening. Feel your feet on the ground and the gentle pull of gravity. And then imagine roots wrapping around your ankles and traveling down into the earth, deep down as far as you can imagine, finding a place to take root and anchoring you into the earth. Just take a moment to get your roots down. And then taking your attention to follow, extending from the spine and traveling down through the earth's chakra and further down through the layers of soil and further down into the spine of the earth's crust. And through the liquids and let it flow start below your feet, filling it with crystalline light. You might see or feel your Earth Star expanding. It's a silvery orb of light beneath your feet. Just let it get bigger and brighter, changing from light gray to shimmering silver as it fills with this crystalline light. And feel the connection between your Earth Star and the Earth's crystalline grid. And now take your awareness all the way up to your high heart, just above your heart chakra, and place your hands on your sternum over your high heart. Take a few deep breaths and center yourself here. And visualize a gold or turquoise orb of light beneath your hands. See which color comes to you. And set an intention to open your high heart and visualize this gold or turquoise orb of light getting bigger. Allow it to expand very slowly. And if it's uncomfortable, don't force it. Just go very, very gently. And just let it get bigger, the chakra gently opening as far as it's comfortable. And then notice how it feels to open your high heart. Breathe into the high heart and use all your senses to tune in. Can you feel an opening, an expansion of energy? Does your high heart open easily or is it uncomfortable? Are there physical sensations? It might feel tight, or perhaps even painful. Are you aware of anxiety as you open your heart or any other feelings that come up? Does your breath change? Perhaps it feels constricted or perhaps it feels more expansive. Can you see any colors? Just notice anything else that comes up as you open your high heart. And now we are going to release any anxiety or multidimensional trauma imprints you might be holding in your high heart and the vibration of fear that underlies these energies. So imagine a hollow crystalline tube going from the bottom of your high heart all the way down to the base of your spine, connecting with the crystalline tube extending from your spine into the earth. So just visualize now this crystalline tube connecting your high heart and earth star. Breathing deeply, feel the connection between these two energy centers. And then you're going to imagine a plug at the bottom of your high heart and using your intention. You're going to direct any anxiety or trauma down the tube, opening the plug, and let it just flow down the tube all the way into the Earth Star, allowing this old fear energy to drain away out of the high heart, just like water out of a basin. So, just focusing now on any fear energy, any trauma imprints, any anxiety, and letting these energies flow out of your high heart, down the hollow tube, and into the Earth's crystalline grids. You don't have to know what the anxiety or trauma imprints are about. The story is not important. Just let the energy flow out of your high heart, all the way down the tube, through the Earth Star, and into the Earth's grid. And ask for anything that no longer serves you from this lifetime and all previous lifetimes to be released now. Breathing deeply, center your awareness in your high heart and let your energy settle. And then say to yourself, I release multidimensional trauma and all its energetic imprints and residue from this lifetime and all other lifetimes before this. I release multidimensional trauma and all its energetic imprints and residue from this lifetime and all other lifetimes before this. So keep breathing and just allow this releasing process to continue. Okay, I'm just going to give you a few moments to complete that. And now taking your focus way up into the cosmos, as far as you can imagine, and use your intention to connect with divine source energy and the higher realms. You can imagine this energy as shimmering white light. Or you can feel it as divine love, whichever is most powerful for you. This high frequency light flows down towards you through your stellar gateway chakra at the top of your aura, and then down through the 5D chakra column until it reaches your high heart. Let this pure white light flow into your high heart, filling it with source energy. So, you've released the fear vibrations of multidimensional trauma, and now you're filling your high heart with higher frequency cosmic energy. So, feel the expansion in your high heart as this white light pours in. Imagine the orb of light getting even bigger. And now, notice if the color starts changing. Perhaps becoming lighter and gradually turning to white. Breathing deeply, just let this new energy settle as it needs to, allowing your high heart to open as much as feels comfortable. Don't force it, just keep breathing. So now you've opened the portal to connect with your higher self. Take a deep breath in and call in your higher self now, asking that this part of your soul be revealed. And made visible to you in some way. So you might see your higher self, or you might simply feel the energy of your higher self. And your higher self might be in the form of an angel or a light being, a person, or even an orb of light. So just take a moment to connect with your higher self, however they appear to you. What does he or she look like? And what form do they take? Do you see light or color? And what is the energy that you feel? And now imagine a stream of energy flowing from your higher self towards you. You can visualize this energy as a color or simply feel it as pure unconditional love. And just imagine this energy from your higher self pouring into your higher heart, and just receive this energy from your higher self now. As this energy continues to stream towards you, a golden cord forms between you and your higher self, creating an energetic bridge between you. And now, with this link in place, you can ask your higher self for guidance about anything. So go ahead and ask for a message and listen for an answer. And notice how your higher self communicates with you. So you might see images or symbols or flashes of color, or you might feel physical sensations in your body. Or you might hear words. So just notice how the message appears. And don't worry if you don't receive a message. The most important thing is that you've opened the portal to your higher self and created an energetic bridge of connection. And now you're going to visualize a crystalline white orb of light in a large oval shape, going right around your auric field. And imagine that your higher self is inside this crystalline orb with you. And now you're going to ground yourself from the high heart. So visualize again that crystalline tube from your high heart going down to the base of the spine, down to the Earth Star, and from the Earth Star all the way down into the crystalline grids, forming a plumb line from the high heart all the way down into the earth. Breathing deeply, notice how it feels to be grounded from the high heart. If it feels uncomfortable, shift your focus and ground from the base of your spine through the Earth Star. So take a few moments to find your grounding. Make sure that you're really well grounded. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and come back into the space between us. Okay, so I'd love you to share in the chat again how that was for you, anything that came up for you, any insights, anything that shifted, anything you'd like to share. Kim, a lot of yawning. Yes, that often happens. Yes, I'm sorry. There was an internet interruption. I'm switching networks and I'm hoping that it's going to be better. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, this is one of the things of being in Greece. Vanessa, very, very sleepy, but could be 29 degrees here. Yes, I'm with you on that. Oh, I kept falling asleep. Oh, a lot of sleepiness. This can happen when we go deep, and maybe there's a little bit of resistance. Rebecca, beautiful, but you're having trouble seeing your chakras in a plumb line because you're imagining the Earth Star under your feet, which are in front of you sitting in the chair. Yes. I get you, Rebecca. I think you just have to visualize your feet beneath you and the Earth Star beneath you in a plumb line. Eveline, it was hard to stay focused and present. Please work on your grounding. This is going to help. Leslie, heat from your hands and arms. Yes, these activations can generate a lot of heat. Jenna, you feel totally radiant and filled with self-love. Yay. And you felt safely grounded and filled with the power of love walking earth. Great. Andy, a strong connection to divine feminine energies. Amazing. And that's new for you. Sammy, no color but joy. Yes, we don't all, if you're not visual, stick with the feelings and the physical sensations. It's absolutely just as powerful. Okay, Anne Marie, you received a message from your higher self and you heard a tone in your right ear and you saw lots of bright white energy in your high heart. Amazing. So the auditory and you had, okay. Okay, so all right, I'm getting a message that the internet is not so stable. So I am going to switch my network again. Okay, this is probably going to be better. Anna, just let me know if this is an improvement. Okay, so we have done steps one and two. And prepared the ground to activate the awakened 5D heart. So now you are ready for steps three and four. So I'm just going to share a slide, just showing you, just reminding you of those steps. Okay, so we've done one and two. Now, step three. Merging the heart and high heart chakras. And step four, attuning the expanded heart chakra to 5D free. We're going to be doing these steps now. So, first of all, I want to just talk a little bit about the awakened 5D heart chakra. You probably would have gone through this in the, if you looked at the PDF on the overview of the 5D chakras, but just to refresh, the awakened 5D heart is the in the middle of the chest and sternum. The color is pure white with swirls of pink or green or gold. And the frequency is 432 hertz, which is pure love energy. And it is the archangel associated with the 5D heart is Shamuel, who opens your heart to deeper levels of love and wisdom. So the 5D heart.
Heather, I'm just going to pop on really quick. I'm wondering, because we're having some connectivity issues, and thank you guys so much for your
Okay.
patience, and we're going to figure it all out. You might try turning off your video while you're, because we could hear you fine for before.
Okay.
You might try turning off your video and sharing the slides, and that might be wonderful.
Okay, now I've come out of Zoom completely. Just a moment. Anna, I'm going to switch networks again.
Perfect.
I don't
Perfect.
want you to turn off the video. Okay.
And I can
Let's
just
see.
read a couple more of these insights while you're doing that, if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I must apologize for this. Can you tell me where we got to when it started getting unstable again? And then I'm just going to repeat that.
With the slides, I think a lot, a good part of that was unstable.
Okay, so I'll start with the, did you see the one about the steps? Just got to open, get
We can,
my.
yeah, we can see it. We just had the audio is a little bit off. So sometimes when you turn off your video, that we can hear the
Okay.
audio a little bit clearer if there is an unstable.
Okay, how's this now?
Okay, so Carolyn says it's fine where she is, and let's have Heather talk. We'll have Heather talk, and everyone, if you can let us know if you're able to hear her
Okay.
well, that would be
Yeah.
wonderful.
This is on my side, this is looking much better. But obviously, I need feedback from you guys if if you're not receiving it. So I'm just going to run through the awakened 5D heart chakra again. And really, the most important thing here is to just understand the role of the 5D heart is to hold this 432 hertz frequency, which is a 5D frequency, which resonates with pure love energy from the cosmos. And it helps you to see with the eyes of the heart and to act with love. It also brings in the Sophia Christ consciousness. So that's all about unconditional love and compassion and forgiveness. And of course, it enables heart-based consciousness as well as unity consciousness. It also aligns with the cosmic heart and the heartbeat of the universe. So I want to say a little bit about the cosmic heart because we're going to connect with the cosmic heart in our light body activation. The cosmic heart on Venus, it's on Venus, and it's one of the most powerful planetary energies influencing our ascension process on Earth, helping us to transition from 3D to 5D. Venus is the center point of our galaxy, and it's a major energy point in the cosmos. All the planets and stars connect through it, sometimes called the heartbeat of the universe. So the cosmic heart holds the energy of source love in its purest form. And it's said to be the highest frequency of love that exists in the universe. It corresponds directly with the 5D heart chakra, and we are now able to transmit and anchor this cosmic heart energy through our 5D heart chakras. And there are a few light beings who are also assisting in this cosmic transmission of the cosmic heart energy to Earth, and they include Archangel Metatron, Mother Mary, and Serafina, for those of you who like to work with archangels. So we are now going to do the light body activation. I'm just coming back. And before we do that, I just want to double check. Anna, I just want to check with you, is that better now? Okay, getting a thumbs up, and I'm also getting lots of hearts, so I'm assuming it's all good on your side. Yay. Okay, so thank you everybody for the feedback, and thanks for bearing with me while I'm just getting that sorted out. Okay, so in our final meditation, we'll activate the 5D heart blueprint, and we're going to connect with the cosmic heart to attune your 5D hearts with cosmic love energy. So I'm going to give you a moment to just get comfortable, get into your meditation position. And when you're ready, breathing into your heart, placing your hands on your heart, and just connecting within. With every breath, move your awareness deeper into the very center of your heart, the quiet space within your sacred heart. You can visualize it as a white circle inside your heart chakra. And once you can see or sense the sacred heart, become aware of the vibration, the sound that permeates this inner sanctum. It's a soft yum sound. And you can make the sound now. Yum. Just go ahead and make the sound of the heart chakra. Yum. Yum. And then become aware that within your sacred heart, there is an emerald crystal. It is dazzling, emitting a bright emerald glow and little sparks of light. The emerald is a magical stone which embodies heart wisdom and amplifies the vibration of love. And as you become aware of this emerald stone, you activate its magical energy. So focusing on the emerald light brightens and starts to stream outwards, filling your heart chakra. Feel your heart chakra expanding, getting bigger and brighter. And now it is all pulsating with emerald energy. And as your heart chakra expands, the emerald light moves upwards into your high heart, which is already opened and filled with white light from source. So, as your heart energy flows into your high heart, the emerald light merges with the white light, becoming paler and paler until it is almost white with swirls of emerald green. Breathing deeply, feel the expansion. Allow the merging of the heart and the high heart, and let the energy flow freely between them. Let them merge completely, forming one enlarged heart space, pulsating with pale emerald white light. You can seal the color or just feel the pulse. This is the blueprint for your 5D heart. And now we are going to attune your expanded heart center with cosmic frequencies. So imagine yourself journeying into the solar system to our neighboring planet Venus, the cosmic heart of the universe. Venus holds the vibration of pure love and is a powerful conduit of source love for our planet. It is also the planet where divine feminine energies are most powerful. So imagine arriving on Venus and you are drawn to a large rocky crater. And in the center of the crater is an enormous clear quartz crystal, which is a giant transmitter for cosmic heart energy. The clear quartz crystal contains the light codes for pure love energy and radiates it outwards into the universe to all the stars and planets in the galaxy. This crystal shines very brightly, a thousand facets radiating pure white light and love energy. The energy is so strong you can't get too close to the crystal. Just being near it, you can is enough, and you can feel the vibration in every cell of your body. You are here to attune your 5D heart to the cosmic heart light codes. So standing at the rim of the crater, facing the crystal, just ask now for the attunement to proceed. And as you do so, a shaft of light beams straight towards your 5D heart. And you open your heart, perhaps opening your arms right out to receive this powerful beam of light. The frequency of this bright white light is 432 hertz. So just allow your 5D heart to calibrate to 432 hertz now. And say to yourself, my heart field is calibrating to a pure love frequency of 432 hertz. My heart field is calibrating to a pure love frequency of 432 hertz. Even thinking this will change the frequency of your heart. Keep breathing and receiving this high frequency light into your 5D heart chakra. Your 5D heart is slowly adjusting to a fifth dimensional frequency. And as the attunement continues, the color changes to pure white. There may still be flashes of emerald green while the attunement takes place. And this may continue for a while your heart frequency shifts. So just allowing the energy to settle Breathing deeply. And then you turn and face the earth and imagine beaming your strong, awakened heart energy back to our planet. Your 5D heart transmits the cosmic heart energy you've just received, pure love and divine feminine energy back to earth, touching the collective heart field of humanity. You might even want to direct this heart energy to a war zone or anywhere on the planet that needs healing. You can visualize this cosmic heart energy forming a pillar of light above a place, above a country, pouring high frequency light into the situation, helping to dissolve the energies of anger and fear, distress and despair. And just imagine that this pillar of light is bringing in the frequency of 432 hertz to uplift the frequency on the ground to a heart frequency. So just beaming that light back to earth, beaming that heart energy back. So you're very expansive now. And before you come back, you're going to draw your awakened heart energy back towards you, back into your field, back into your heart. And imagine now you're traveling back to Earth, back into your physical space, making sure that you bring all your energy back into your physical body and auric field. Grounding yourself again with your roots from your feet or with your crystalline tube from the base of your spine and anchoring yourself into the earth's crust. And once you're grounded, send this flow of powerful cosmic heart energy down through your earth star and down into the earth. Feeding this cosmic love energy into the earth grids. Centering yourself in your 5D heart. Notice how you feel. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and come back into the space between us. Okay, so once again, please share how you experienced that 5D heart activation. Anything that you'd like to share in the chat. Zana, this feels useful and timely. And Noons, your chest is on fire. Yes, we generate a lot of heat when we move our energy in this way. So this is a good sign. Just keep breathing if it's very intense. Yeah, it'll just keep the energy moving. Karen or Karen, you also got very hot and sweaty. Yeah, we generate a lot of heat. Melanie, lovely, very visual. Rebecca, even before I mentioned the war zone, your light was going to Gaza and Iran. Yes, thank you, Rebecca, and everyone else who might have done that. Anita feeling full of love, yay. And Erin feeling your arms and hands were strongly vibrating. Yes, those heart meridians which we activated earlier. Lucy, you didn't want to come back from Venus. Yes, I know, but we need you here. Bridget, your heart's a little painful, but feels good too. Keep breathing, keep grounding, Bridget. And Erin also sent to Gaza and Iran. Thank you, thank you. Marie, you feel like Superwoman. And you sent the energy to Central Texas, which is flooding and healing for all affected. Thank you for your light work, everybody. Jenna, Venus is your home star. And so visiting the cosmic heart was really profound, amazing. Yes, it can be, but please stay grounded and anchored in earth. We need you here. And Patty, you sent white light, cosmic heart energy to the White House. Yes, way to go. We can do a lot of powerful light work to affect what's happening politically, should we choose to go there. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for your participation. And we are going to move now into the Q&A. But before we do that, I just want to quickly just mention for your integration this week that I'd love you to repeat the first two meditations at least once each before you do the light body activation, the 5D heart blueprint. The 5D heart blueprint will be posted as a separate MP3 by tomorrow evening, New York time. And I've also posted a bonus on on sound symbols and affirmations that you can use when you do your chakra work. Somebody asked a question about sounds and symbols, and I thought that was a great idea to add that, so you have that to work with. It's optional, just something you can use for your practice if you'd like to add that. Okay, but that is all in the student portal. And for now, we're going to wrap up the presentation and move into the Q&A. So please do stay on the line for the Q&A. You're welcome to ask your questions about anything about the content of this module or the course so far. Okay.
All right, so people are going to put their beautiful Q&As. And we had a question earlier. The first, so I know you mentioned we should listen to the first two meditations from this module, right? Because there were two meditations and then there's the 5D activation. The
Yes.
first meditation, or was it, one of them got cut off a little bit. So
Okay.
I'm curious what to do about that.
I think it was the second meditation. Okay. Anna, I think I am going to listen to the recording. I'm pretty sure it's the second meditation. I think what I'm going to need to do is re-record it and we can and do it as a separate MP3. I'll
So you
do
guys
that
get
tomorrow.
a bonus because Heather
Oh,
wasn't going to clip out. She was just going to do the activations for you guys. So you get a bonus of, because that was such a beautiful meditation. Can we all just give some hearts to Heather? There's a little react button down at the bottom because
yeah.
yeah.
I'm not sure if the recording wasn't great, I'm not sure I'll be able to clip it out. I might have to re-record.
Yeah.
But that's fine. No worries. I'll get that together tomorrow. And so you will have that by the end of Thursday, New York time.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you for bringing the cosmic Venus heart energy from Greece. It's really powerful that you're bringing us the goddess energy from Greece. So thank you to everyone.
The
Yeah.
goddess energy.
Yeah.
It's very powerful here, I must say.
All right. Beautiful. So I'm going to read some of these questions for Heather, and then I captured a couple from before. As we mentioned at the beginning, we're going to try to keep the questions just for the Q&A. So if we have time, I'll go back to the ones that were put in the chat earlier, but let's have you put all of your questions in now because that's a better place for them. So, Lisi says, how long does an activation last?
Okay, so we have to continually keep activating. It's not something that you do once and then it's done. It's a continual process. Think of it as a journey. It's an activation journey. However, the more you do it, the more it's really quick. And you can just go straight to the colors. And just hold them there, and then you're holding the frequency. But think of it more as a journey that we all have to be doing this work constantly, so until we are fully fifth dimensional. Beautiful. The intensity might also differ. Like in the beginning, now while you're on the course, I suggest that you do some energy work daily. One of the meditations or the activation, something every day. But after that, if you're doing something every few days or once a week, then that's fine.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Heather. And if you ever have any follow-up questions for Heather, you can always put them in the chat again and we'll get to any follow-ups as well. So Lucy is asking, could you please repeat which meditations we should do? And there was another, Nathalie also said, could you speak about the sequence you just referred to? It was a little bit fast.
The sequence, yes, okay. What's going to be the easiest for me to do is just bring up that slide, because if it's visual, it's maybe easier. So you're going to repeat the first two meditations before you do the 5D heart blueprint activation. So the first two, the first was opening the primary heart chakra and activating heart pathways. The second one was opening the high heart and releasing multidimensional trauma. And I think that's the one I'm going to have to re-record. Then do these first. Doesn't have to be on the same day, but do those first this week. And then you do the 5D heart blueprint activation. Okay, so you can wait until that MP3 is posted in the student portal. And then you also have the bonus with the sounds and the symbols and the affirmations for the chakras, which you can use and integrate into your energy work as you like. Okay, is that a little bit clearer?
Yeah, let us know in the chat if that clears up for you your questions, and we'll keep going here. All right, I'm getting some hearts, so I think that's a yes. All right,
Okay,
there's a
cool.
question from Maricela. Please talk a little bit more about the Earth Star. Thank you.
Maricela, what particularly about the Earth Star? We did the Earth Star. I'm just going to say that in module zero, we did an activation of the Earth Star. And I gave quite a bit of information about the Earth Star. Also, if you go to the overview of the 5D chakras, there's quite a lot of information about the Earth Star in that PDF. So you have got a lot of information about the Earth Star. Is there anything else you wanted to know about the Earth Star that hasn't been covered there? Or maybe you just have to go back to those resources. Yeah?
Beautiful. And that resource is right underneath module zero. So right underneath the free webinar, you can find that there with all of the beautiful information. Okay, we have one more question about the sequence. So I think we got it down. We're doing the two meditations that we had today before we do the 5D activation, right? We want to clear energy, bring energy into our heart before going into the 5D. But there's a question: do we start with the chakra meditation of last week before the two meditations?
No, you don't have to go back to last week. So I'm talking about the two meditations from this week. You will, after the course, you will want to go back to that 5D chakra column meditation all the time. It's going to be one of your go-tos. But for now, just work module by module. So is that making it clearer?
Can we get some hearts? You can do your little react button if that made it clear. There's a little react in the bottom of the screen. Okay, amazing. Thank you guys. Okay, and then there's one more question about the meditations. Should we do the first two meditations just one more time this week, and then do the 5 day every day after that?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right, we got it clear.
I would love to need to be a lot clearer in my instructions, but yes, you got it.
Okay.
Once each, and then you do the 5D light body activation.
And thank you so much for your questions and being brave, guys, because if you have a question, then more people do.
And it's great because it really clarifies things. Like, I have it all in my head, so yeah. It's really helpful to clarify. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Janine says, question about module one, that surrounds the chakra column with silvery light upwards and golden white light downwards. Is the width of the spinal column or the aura or something in between? Is it the width of the spinal column, the width of the aura, or something in between?
Okay, Anna, I'm just going to this question because I'm not sure I understand it. This is a question about module one, right? Okay, Jean. So that was the light shield. So the silvery light upwards, you're just going around the chakra column. You can almost see it like a spiral. Yeah. And the golden white light downwards is also just around the chakra column. So it's a little bit broader than the, if you think of the spinal column like that, and then the chakras are little circles around it. So it's a little bit broader than the spinal column. And then the aura, when we do that orb, is an arm's width out from the physical body in all directions. Okay. So think of it like this. The first two layers, you're protecting your 5D chakra column. And the last layer, you protecting your aura. Is that making sense for everybody?
That was a beautiful explanation. We're getting hearts. Okay. Amazing. All right. Celia or
Good.
Celia says, is the heart chakra inside of our physical heart?
No. Good question. So the physical heart is on the left-hand side of the body. You're going to see me on the right because of the mirror effect, but I'm holding the left. The heart chakra is in the center, but the heart chakra governs the physical heart. Every chakra governs an organ in the body. So the solar plexus governs the stomach, and the sacral chakra governs the wombs, the ovaries, etc. So, and the throat chakra governs the I've gone completely blank now. The thyroid context switch. Anyway, the point being that so it's related, but it's not in the same position. So we always work, the chakra column is down the center. So we always work down the center for the
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
chakras.
All right. Caroline just wants to give a gratitude. Just want to say this is so good. It completely resonates with me and is so helpful right now with what I'm managing in my personal and professional life. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Great.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank
Thank you.
you. Thank you. That's brilliant.
there's a question about my background, but that's not relevant to the class, the class context. I'm going to just keep going here, but thank you for asking. Nathalie says, how do we use the symbols with this? And I just want to name the question that we got a write-in question from someone who couldn't come live. The question, original question was, are there crystal symbols and/or sounds associated with the 5D chakra system? And I'm loving the course so far. And so, because of that question, Heather made you a special bonus, which is already posted in module two. And so the question.
I'm just getting to the question.
I know how we use the symbols. So knowing what the symbols or the sounds are, how do we use those with the chakras?
Okay. So in the document, I explain it. It's very simple. The sounds are basically bija mantras, which we use with the primary chakras. So, for example, the om sound, you would, when you're working with a particular chakra, you would use sound to activate it. So you'd visualize the color. Say you're working with a third eye and you're visualizing the color, you would also use a sound and you'd go, which is part of the activation. And each of the primary chakras has a sound, which I've explained in the document. And then likewise, that's one way of working with the chakras. Another way, each of the 12. The 12 5D chakras has a symbol. These symbols are from Diana Cooper, and I've explained each symbol or just described each symbol in the document. So when you visualize the color, you might also want to visualize the symbol. This is for people who are particularly visual. Yeah, it's just another way of working with and activating the 5D chakras, but you don't have to use it at all.
Beautiful. All right. So it's an extra resource. And I'll share screen at the very end of our call one more time just to show you where it is on the course portal. So beautiful. And thank you for making that for everyone, Heather. That's such a beautiful bonus.
It was quite fun actually to do a bit of research.
All right. Beautiful. All right. Lisi says, and thank you for your patience with how I'm saying everyone's names from just reading them here. Do we always activate the Earth Star before opening the primary heart and the 5D heart?
Is that Lucy? Sorry, I didn't hear the name.
It's Lise, Lise.
Oh, Lise. Lise, we always activate the Earth Star when we're working with the 5D heart, or if we're working with the high heart on its own. If you're just working with a primary heart chakra, it's not necessary.
Beautiful. All right. And Lucy says, question, please, can you describe the Earth's crystalline grid and how to visualize it? If that's relevant to this.
Yeah, I think it, I mean, we used it in the meditation. I mean, the way I visualize it, Lucy, is just it's a layer. Okay, so you get the layers of soil and layers of rock, and then we get layers of crystal before we go into more of the molten core. And in this crystalline, these crystalline layers, I mean, there's huge amethysts, huge quartz crystal, various, there's emeralds, there's various other crystals, but so just I tend to visualize amethyst or clear quartz, but you can actually pick any crystal that you really love and just visualize that, and you visualize it as a layer, like a grid.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That is gorgeous. Okay, Nathalie asks, can you speak a bit about the impact of doing this on our energy? More, let me see if I can. I'm going to read this question out. Let me see if I can understand. Okay, can you speak of the impact of doing this on our energy a bit more, that protecting our aura? I guess we'll be less prone of absorbing energy around us, but is there another impact from 5D and an evolving perspective? Okay, so one thing is that we're protecting our aura, but what are the other impacts of doing this 5D work and evolving our perspective?
Natalie, I think I went through addressed quite a bit of that in module one. If you go down right towards the end, and there's a slide which is the benefits of working with the 5D chakras, because there's multiple benefits. We are expanding our energy, we're raising our frequency, we're connecting more with our soul energy, we're connecting with our soul potential. But I did set out all the impacts on our energy, or it's not just on our energy, it's on our whole mind body system. And one of the effects of this is that we will naturally be more highly protected, because we are going to be higher frequency and surrounded by higher frequency light. So this will naturally be more protective. I hope that answers the question, but please do go back to that slide in module one and have a look.
Beautiful. So we're more protected, but we're also more connected to our purpose and our, what we want to do here. And we're just connected in much deeper ways to everything. Okay, beautiful. Okay, and Rebecca says, would it ever be good to do meditation standing on the Earth Star Chakra, standing on the Earth, so the Earth Star Chakra is directly under our feet? Ooh, beautiful question.
Yes. The answer is yes. The reason I don't do it, Rebecca, is because in the classes is that the meditations are quite long. And so it is quite a long time to stand. But as you're getting, it's a really good idea when you're first getting used to the activating the Earth Star and that connection. That's a lovely idea. Everybody could try that just for the Earth Star activation, to have that sense of it being directly. That's a great idea. Yes.
Beautiful. All right. And I think we have our final thought here from Noons Ren. we were talking about energy, and you wrote maybe kind of like the golden crystal grid on the wall behind you, Heather, as we were talking about the crystalline grid. And Noons wrote something in the chat earlier. I think your name might be Ren, which was, I felt a, this was during one of the meditations. I felt a small dip in my heart energy and realized I needed to create a safe container while doing this heart chakra activation. And I thought that was just such a beautiful thing to name, of creating like grounding and protection for ourselves before going into the meditation. So I wanted to highlight that as a comment from before.
Okay, thank you. Fantastic. I'm just reading this last the last few comments just to make sure that we've captured everything.
And I have a couple that I captured from earlier in the
Okay.
and yeah, let me just go over those really quickly. We have Yvonne, when doing when meditating and doing work like this, I often feel like there's a tingling wheel running slightly to the left of my back neck and towards the left shoulder. Is this a chakra?
It doesn't sound like it's a chakra, but it sounds like energy is just moving. And that often happens when there has been perhaps slight blockage in some place, the energy has been a bit stagnant, and then we start activating the energy, we feel the tingling as the energy starts moving again.
Gorgeous. All right. And then the last question is just some technical questions. So I'll share the after Heather does her final closing, I'll just read the technical question and I'll screen share our course portal so you guys can find everything again. But thank you so, there's so much beautiful love for you in the chat. People are saying brilliant. Thank you. This is so helpful. So just really appreciating you, Heather, for all of this wonderful information that you're giving us so we can create a better world.
Yeah, well, thank you, everybody. I mean, for showing up, for doing this work. We need you. We need all to be doing this. And thank you all so much. And I hope you enjoy the module one integration. Sorry, module two integration. And I really, really look forward to seeing you all next week. And yes, I'll get that. I'll sort out that glitchy meditation for you guys tomorrow. So, yeah, I think we can end off. Thank you, everyone, and see you next week.
Beautiful. All right, I'm just going to answer these technical questions and then I'll stop the recording in the module. So we'll see everyone next week unless you want to stay on and look and see where things are in on your portal. And I will show you right now. So the last technical questions is I just wanted to find just the meditation. This is from module one. Is this the toolkit? Yes, it is the toolkit. And I'm going to show you where to find everything so that you can see it. So let me pull that up and share screen for you one more time. So everyone is clear where everything is and you have everything that you need. Okay, so when you log into your student portal, and this should be available always on your emails, right? You will see Heather's beautiful course activating your evolutionary 5D chakras so you can disconnect from your old 3D matrix and joyfully upgrade your life to 5D. So your weekly Zoom link is always right here. Thank you for that question. That helped us put that in there for you. And then when you scroll down, right, you'll have module zero. This is a beautiful recording, so you can listen to this again. And this is where the overview of the 5D chakra system is. So that those questions about the Earth Star chakra, that's where you're going to be able to find everything there. There's a wealth of information and resources for you. So then if you scroll down, you will see module one. And the meditation, right, that 25-minute meditation is right here in the 5D Activation Toolkit, Audio One. It is clipped out. You can download it so you can do it on the earth if you like. It's set to music, it's beautiful. And then if you want anything else, right, you can find the video, the whole audio of the whole module itself, the chat, the slides. Heather is so generous to give us her slides as well, and the transcript, right? And that will be the same when you go to module two. It's not up there yet because we haven't clipped it yet. The slides are already there, and the sound symbols and affirmations are already there. So this is where you're going to find your video, your audio, your chat, your slides, your transcript, and then down below, once it's ready, you will have that 5D activation. But remember, you want to actually watch module two again, do those first two meditations first before doing your 5D activation. And Heather's probably going to recreate one of them for us. So we'll let you know how to find that. It'll probably be in a separate tool, separate bullet down below. So you'll be able to find it pretty easily under module two. And then just so you know, for the future, when everything is ready, they will all be here together for you for really easy access. So that is how you can find everything that you need, that you want, that you desire, that's going to help you with your course experience. All
Thank you,
right.
Anna. I think that's all super clear. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you again, Heather. And you're getting so many hearts in the chat. Thank you for using your reactions. Thank you for using your high heart today and honoring the energy.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. Lots of love. Bye.